Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call to order Osage Minerals Council regular meeting Thursday, April 13th, 2017. I'd like to honor the effort we're in this time of year. Our Easter's coming up. Respond to the Passover movement by some. The Good Friday that's going to be acknowledged tomorrow is why we had to change our day. And with that, I'd like to ask opening prayer and reading of the Cease Osages. Councilwoman Boone, please rise.
Almighty Father, we come to you today with many thanks. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ who died for our sins. Help us to remember the season and exactly what it's all about. Bless those who are represented here and bless their families. Give them a safe trip back home. We ask that those who are ailing from illness or the loss of a loved one, that you send a comforting hand to them because, Lord, you know their needs. Be with our troops in the field. Be with the council today as we make the best possible decisions for our head right owners. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. The reading of our decision.
Elizabeth S. Harvey, February the 14th, 2017, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Betty Rivard, February the 3rd, 2017, Pahuska, Oklahoma. Paul T. Tarion, February the 16th, 2017, Las Vegas, Nevada. Robert Dickey Jr., May the 2nd, 2014, Aurora, Colorado. Michael E. Nicholson, and excuse my pronunciation if I got it wrong, November the 13th, 2016, Los Angeles, California. Thank you.
Thank you. Hearts and prayers go out to the families. We've handled a lot of these calls from our constituency, and especially when the transition of life has approached them. We ask that the Lord watches over. With that, I'd like a roll call, please.
Councilwoman Boone?
Here.
Councilman Fitzwater?
Here.
Councilman Crum?
Here.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Present.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Here.
Councilman Redcorn?
Here.
Councilman Wallen?
Here.
Councilman Yates?
Present.
Thank you. I'd like to do a little housekeeping. We got a call from accounting. With the council, I'd like you to entertain a possible resolution for the donations to our three drum keepers. The effort that we did last time is they got their funds ahead of time before their application receiving an accounting on the receipts. But they still would like, the accounting would like another resolution for us approving the expenditures. And we can entertain that today, or I can add it to the 19th.
Approving expenditures for the 16?
No, ma'am. For this year, so they can go ahead and cut the checks of approximately $5,000 each district. Councilwoman Boone?
Let's go ahead. We vote on things on Wednesdays anyway. Let's go ahead and move it to Wednesday, and I can get the resolution prepared.
Yes, we actually have it ready to go. That'd be fine. And the other will be the biannual report that was sent to us. We would like to also bring it in under old business on the 19th and review it and then approve it and send it back out. The effort I'd like to talk to the superintendent about today is we've got a couple matters into plugging. And Councilman Chishwal and myself would like to give the superintendent, we need a couple, three items. One is that we have an expenditure out here in the Pahuska schools over the wells that we have plugged multiple times. I need to know what funding is available, and have we already allocated or earmarked funds to take care of that well? And then Councilman Chishwal will get with you on another site, which is a, it's an effort where we're running into no bond, no effort. It's an orphaned well, and we need to go take care of it. And Councilman, would you give them the legal on that or location?
Lee didn't give me the legal this morning on it. He just called me about it. But I know that it's like down there in 2110. It's that on Patricia Smith's land. Yeah, that, you're good, you've got the pictures, good, because Justin was gonna send me some.
And was you talking about us sending a truck down there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We probably need to send a tank truck down there to suck that out for over the weekend.
Does that fall under the criteria of the plugging money?
That's not something that the agency, we're gonna be looking at the Minerals Council to utilize whatever corporate law money you have.
We don't have any.
Because we don't have the funding either.
Then I'd like you to draw back all the funds sent to United States Treasury where you have taken in monies for non-compliance to the CFR regulation for the Osage. And we go back and we need to expend it on that plugging emergency. And how we're getting asked by the orphan well monies that we don't have. We are under federal law that allows only PL accounts. The others, you take care of. We just gotta try to get you some funding, so that's how we're gonna approach it. Other than that, we've already went to Washington, we've already heard the dialect of Brasso's Act didn't make it. It's the new guard, and I don't think we can wait on that. The environmental issues here are going to be extremely important to us to take care of. Yes, sir.
I don't believe we've expended all of our 638 contract money that we plugged wells off of yet.
Yes, sir, but I was asking under the compliance of using a tank truck to go out there, and she just said that it has to fall under those requirements.
I'm not sure.
I don't, what tank truck are you talking about from there?
Joseph.
I'm talking about calling up Hominy down there at Pierce Trucking and having them send a bobtail down there and suck that out.
Okay,
because that's filled,
that?
Yeah, that's filled,
that's just
that, yeah, that's filled, like filled up overnight.
Yeah.
And if we get a rain or whatever, that's gonna wind up being in Hominy Creek.
May I continue though?
Sure.
I don't think I understood her to say that exactly. What you asked for, what he asked you, I think, was whether we can use that 638 contract money that we have for plugging wells to do the suck out remediation first before we figure out what to do about the well. We're gonna have to deal with the well then sometime. Is that not what he was asking?
I think this is a process that includes all of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Say like if, you know, we were just a hypothetical, if we were plugging the well and we had to have an extra tank truck come on site to, you know, like haul something else off, that would, you know, I would think fall under the same criteria.
That would be something that the Minerals Council would be looking at the Minerals Council to use those money. So whatever funding that you have, then you would step in and take care of that. Because we're looking at you. I mean, unfortunately, we are.
Is everyone okay with that?
Well, yeah, it sounds like it's something we need to do now.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out getting that fine money back. You know what will take to do that. And this was something we need to do now. We still have the emergency fund.
We'll call up Pierce whenever we get done with the meeting.
We just want the council approving that.
Yeah.
Council, just want it. Council.
I would suggest you somehow bundling it in with whoever you're gonna have do the emergency flooding.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Lump it into that same cost so that you don't have multiple.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Once we get the plug-in started, yeah, it, you know, wind up putting it into the, you know, the list.
I haven't heard anything about this, so I don't know.
I got the call from Lee this morning, just like happened overnight. It's been going on this week, that Patricia Smith down there, down south.
Have you contacted the paying jester on what we have left in our
No, I've just, like I said, this has just all went on since first thing this morning, and we're bringing it up now.
Ms. Phillips.
Yes.
Okay. And then we still have the one at the baseball field that's sitting there. And
yep.
When we tried to plug it last time, they delayed because they had a baseball season.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. We've got till October on it.
That's
and then the softball season will start.
And that's why we'll have Mr. Brock to get us the number in. We have to have the allocations for that one. But this is not just to happen today. This has had a problem there on this list.
Yeah.
And we did receive information.
Ever since we've taken office, we've had those two wells down there. It's been
and
a problem.
We still got the one by the Hominy Airport.
Yep.
Out there.
Yep.
Claude Millsaps pasture.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Well, I tell you what, whatever funds we got in there, you know.
They'll get sucked dry.
Yeah, I mean, if those are simple pluggings, maybe, but this one out for the baseball field, it's going to be
complicated.
Needs to expensive, so.
Yes, ma'am.
This one on Patricia Smith, it's old. It's something that apparently happened, what, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The lease was terminated.
What's the legals on it?
I don't have.
You don't have either, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just know it's down there in 2110 or thereabouts.
It happened about 10 years ago, and the lease was terminated, and she contacted the agency, asking the agency why the wells were never plugged.
Mm-hmm.
We got to looking at it, and it's something that the previous administration had terminated the lease and did not go after the bond. So basically, at this point, the agency has made an attempt to go after the bond. So hopefully, we'll be able to get that bond money, and if so, then we'll be able to assist you. But right now, at this point.
The former administration of yours?
Bureau
of Indian Affairs?
Yes, the past administration of the Bureau of Indian
Affairs.
Whatever we do, I'm assuming your engineering is going to have to sign off on this process, and whatever we do.
The plugging?
Right?
Yes.
So I would recommend whoever's handling this get with that engineer and figure out what the solution is.
Talk to them.
It might be pumping water out times 10.
Okay.
You know, we want somebody to look at it before we attack it in a certain way. Might save some money.
Oh, just getting to the plugging part.
I'll help if that.
Looks like we ought to go ahead and put a pumping unit back on it, ain't it?
A lot older. Like I said, we need somebody with the stamp, and that gentleman has it and has the responsibility. I don't think we can do that, Mineral Council.
Lou, I need that amount from Mrs. Jester. How much we got left in that 638 account, please? Okay, thank you, Council. And with that, we'll go with exactly that idea.
I want to say something.
Please.
Ms. Phillips, I wanted to know how much the Bureau of Indian Affairs budget is for the Osage Nation.
I'll have to find that out for you.
Well, just give me a general.
The Osage Agency has a budget itself. Some of those monies go to different various programs. And I'm wanting to say, right off the bat, it's close to $3
million.
$3.1 million.
And I just wanted to state that, you know, we have a budget of $1 million. And then you put the plugging off on us. Not you, but I mean the Bureau put the plugging on us. And we don't have the money to do it. And then the bonds go, and then your agency does not enforce them. And then it's thrown on us. And I don't understand that. Go ahead.
Basically, under my administration, since we have started to terminate leases, go out there and identify wells that are open that need to be plugged, the agency is going in. If they do not submit a permit within 90 days, we are notifying them, and we will collect on the bond. So I can't talk about past administration, but that is the process that's in place.
So then you will clean them up at that time?
If we collect on the bond, we'll utilize the bond. The downfall to that is some of those bonds are not adequate.
About
$5,000.
And whose fault is that?
Yeah, it's probably not going to plug that well.
But whose fault is that they're not adequate?
Well, I guess the Bureau needs to go back. We're trying to ensure that we can get more of a bond.
Well, you know, you shouldn't let them in there without it.
Some of these are old wells that we're trying to plug.
Excuse me just a second. Are you done?
Yes.
Councilwoman.
Okay.
Then I'm going to come right back.
Okay. Since you've been here, how much money have you sent back to the U.S. Treasury that you didn't use over there?
We have sent no money back to the U.S. Treasury that we didn't use over there. If you're talking about penalties, we can't.
No, ma'am. I've been told that some money was sent back. Did you make any? Did the nation get it? Did you roll it over to them?
The nation has requested some funds, and at the end of each year, the regional director, or actually the region, will take proposals from the tribes on projects that they have.
And we've never been notified that, that we could apply for this? Can we not apply for that?
Sure you can.
But we've never been notified of it. Okay.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Kern.
The bonding issue was something that we fought during the neg regs. The regulations state right now that the CFRs state that the bond is $5,000 per lease per quarter section, no matter how many wells is on it. That's what's in the CFR. We tried to change that. We did actually change it on the proposed rule that got stopped, and so we're still on the old one, was for $5,000 per well. That is still probably not enough, but we had to have a compromise whereby we made it with the producers who were raising heck, they couldn't even do the $5,000 per well. But the reason why the $5,000 per bond is there is because it's in the CFRs, and we obviously know that $5,000 per whole quarter does not cover all the wells that might be on one. Barely, $5,000 barely covered the cost on, average cost on one. Probably not, actually, and do the remediation. So that's how, that's where that came from.
Council, you have anything to add?
Yeah, I...
Please.
Two things. I like your comment, Second Chair. It's something that I push, it's been one, to send plugging back to the Bureau. And it continues to fall on deaf ears. Well, I've been saying it. I really think you're right, we don't have $1 million a year. I don't know why we're handling plugging, but I've heard from their attorneys, Mr. Mapps, and the VA folks, and they're all wanting us to keep it. Well, it's a mess. And, somewhere, Mr. Chairman, when did we get the plug-in? Were you on, or was that before you or after?
I can graciously say this is before my time.
Okay.
It started up under some other issue, 638, and some of the bonds were put into this.
But that was, I can address that one issue.
Thank you.
That when we came in on the second council, I was pointed onto the plugging committee, and Melissa Curry, which was the superintendent at that time, brought us to 638 and said that was how the first council had done it. And so she instructed us and directed us on how to continue the operation from the first minerals council. So
yeah.
I'm not sure, but yeah, it was already in place in the second minerals council.
Ms. Like Phillips? I said, first, I've always had this notion. I'm not saying I'm on the majority side, but I continue to push on minerals one, and I wasn't on minerals two, but it's been my desire to get back to zero.
I have more of a quick question. I'm a little confused. I don't believe, to my knowledge, that we ever used any part of our $1 million drawdown to plug wells in the last 6 years that I've been around. All the money we've ever used to plug them was monies that we got in the 638 contract from the Bureau, that monies that they come up with somewhere. I thought it was all from past bonds, but when we had that meeting that one time, I asked about it, there was a little bit of maybe some surplus funds or something got thrown into it too.
I can add to that one, and let me interrupt. That we also had two 638 contracts back in the 90s. One of them was for the plugging event, which you all take care of, but we also had another grant of the removal of underground tanks. Those weren't expended because we had no gas stations, things of that nature, or out in the oil field, no one buried their salt water tanks or their oil tanks. So that money got rolled into there back in the late 90s.
I have just one little continuation of what I was going to say. Given the fact we haven't used that our own money for it doesn't, in my mind, excuse the responsibility of the federal government for not finding funding to go back and start doing these things that they let slide past. The we will never have the money ourselves out of our drawdown to do it. That's one of the reasons we're asking for the money to be allocated to us through the budgeting process in Washington. So my thought is that does excuse them, but I want to be clear to everybody that we are not using drawdown money to plug wells at this point even.
I'd like to have Superintendent interject with us. Thank you for waiting.
You're welcome. And you do know that I've only been at the Osage Agency as a superintendent since April of 2014.
And you know I've been here since 1979.
Yeah, that's how come I look for you for
Second chair got me good.
But since I've been here, we've been making some changes. And one of the things that based on some of the wells that have not been plugged and the termination of leases, we are finding that there are several unplugged wells out there. We're asking them to go in there and plug these wells. Is the Minerals Council asking me now to go back in and look at all of our leases to determine whether or not I need to increase the bond according to 25 CFR 226.6D? To ensure that we have adequate bonding, that the companies submit adequate bonding to cover all of their leases?
Yes. All right, does that take care of that?
Yes.
Okay, the answer is no. Yes. Chairman. I'd like to go to council.
We did an interview yesterday.
Can't say the name.
But the company they were associated with said out of 85 leases, two were activated.
To what?
Two. And that's 2.3% of their lease applications actually were able to implement. So I think we're on a downward spiral the way we're doing business in Osage County. So to just carte blanche say, I'm gonna start doing this, 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 and this, we continue to ask for an economic assessment when steps are made. We continue not to hear back, or at least I don't, on what kind of administrative change and how that's going to impact our revenue stream. And that's where I think the decisions to continue, in my mind, including bonding, that's why we went to court, because we want the ability, and we demonstrated that in court. Dr. Evans out of a real nice study on the impact of how these administrative CFR changes would impact our reservation and our revenue, and it was detrimental. So, you know, I think I'd like to have a discussion on economic assessment when we do an administrative change, rather than just say, let's just start doing this. And that's what we continue to ask for. I don't know why we can't have that discussion. I've been asked that in public forums. Why? And I said, I don't know. You know, we go to court, we voice our concerns, why are we continuing to be ignored? And it's my view that when we go to the United States and we say that this is what we want to do, they don't want to hear it. They want to go back to the old track record and implement that. So I don't know if, you know, is there a place where we can sit down and discuss these things on an economic vein, that anything we do and how's it going to impact our revenue? Dr. Gerald Evans did a nice job in our court in 2015 and demonstrated that, proved that. So a little bit of comment. I'm willing to sit down, but I'm not sure why we can't sit down and talk about this stuff like a professional.
Thank you, Superintendent and Councilman.
I did ask for some time during the executive session to talk to the OMC about a few things. So hopefully, maybe at that point, we'll be able to discuss it. If you want to talk about it outside of executive session, we can bring it outside of executive session at that time.
Councilman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just looking at my agenda and I don't see where you're listed as executive session. But anyway, moving on to your previous question about do we want you to change the bonding? that's a negotiated rule situation. I don't think you have the authority for us just to say, oh, let's change it. Don't throw that 226.30 in my face.
30?
I think that's the one it is. I'm just saying, if it were that easy for us to come to you and have you change those regulations, the federal government would not have a negotiated rule-making process established. So, no, I agree with others here that, no, we don't want you changing that at all.
Councilman Chisholm.
Yes, I just got a text from one of the field men. That legal description is northeast of 16, 2112.
Would you please repeat that, northwest of 16,
northeast,
2112?
Northeast of 16, 2112.
This is the Smith place.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. We can take some of that into executive, and Councilwoman Boone, the effort was going to be under A when we talk about the BGI permitting. And then Councilman Irwin. Also, with that, do you have one other?
I have one other thing, but it's completely unrelated to this one. But it came up to me, this is a question I asked one to throw to the superintendent, but she may not have the answer in that for Wednesday. So. I wish I could recall his name. The gentleman that came in that was trying to get the lease that he got from another guy, and the one that his actual name was in was unavailable, and he had a tank of oil out there.
Cornelius.
And Red
David
Bank.
David Coast, I think it was.
I think maybe you're right. That sounds all right, David Coast. But the Cornelius is the guy they couldn't find.
Always track.
Okay. The other day at the EIS meeting, I ran into him and I said, how's it going? He goes, well, that lease has been terminated, but my oil's still sitting there. Now, right here in the meetings, when we discussed it before, it was told to us that the red tag meant that he used Caulfield. The Caulfield could come get the oil, but he couldn't collect his royalty, he couldn't collect his money, but we could collect our royalty. That's what was told to us.
That is correct.
What he keeps hearing from Coffeyville is that they won't pick it up because it's red tag. So there's a disconnect here somewhere. Somebody needs to talk to Coffeyville. If it's correct that he can pick it up, let's get this thing cleaned up. You know, there's not tank oil sitting out there. It's not a huge amount of money, but it just shows really bad management for us to not be able to come together and get this deal sold and get our royalties out of it, and then that money to be set aside whenever he can go through the process of finding his assignee and get his share of the money from him. So could you take care of that and find out before Wednesday on what we're going to do?
Superintendent.
Yes, on that particular lease, his bond expired. We got notification that his bond was no longer going to be good and they were not going to replace it. So we notified him, Mr. Cornelius, and asked Mr. Cornelius to provide us with the new bond, which the Minerals Council got a CC of that letter.
Yes.
And we never received anything, so the agency stepped in and terminated the lease. Mr. Coast, my understanding is Mr. Coast went in there and started producing the well and believes that he's entitled to receive some money. So that's my understanding of the situation, but yes, you are correct. We have been red-sealing tanks if they are non-compliant, and we do notify the individual companies and let them, or who's going to pick it up, purchaser pick it up, telling them that they can pick it up. They are just to hold the monies. They're to pay the royalty to the Minerals Company, or to us.
Okay, I'm sorry, bringing it.
I don't know, but we've been asking for this to be done since December. And I've been told, because I called Coffeyville myself, once somebody puts a red tag on there, those are the individuals that have to take it off. It's my understanding that you all sent somebody out there to gauge the tank, but you didn't take the red tag off. Now, we have our money that's been sitting out there for months. It's shrinking. It's costing us money because somebody won't go take the red tag off, even though they've been there. Now, there's a breakdown of communication here, because I believe we start asking for that either in November or December. And it's, you know, I was hoping to get it in March payment. But, you know, that didn't seem to matter for whatever reason, that we can't get, you know, our also to get it to our annuitants. I mean, there's already a process in place that if there's a problem with it, the other people's money is held in suspense. I'm not worried about their money. I'm worried about the annuitants' money. And you should be too.
I am.
Yeah. Since December.
No. Would I add something else into it? So does Mr. Coast have the new lease?
No.
He has nothing?
He has nothing.
No, and he paid for part of it. He bought it from Cornelius.
I'm going to actually go to Councilman Redcorn and let you finish it up.
I think a lot of this can be mitigated once we bring on board our director.
Okay.
And that's what stuff Joe Keeley used to do. He would grab a hold of a situation like that and turn it over a week or 2 weeks. And the way we do business currently, it's months or whatever. So I think once we get somebody in that seat, they can take stuff like this and make it work.
Cut the hay and put it in the barn and get done with it. That'd be fine.
I will, Wednesday, I will have a full report with the history and everything on that.
Okay, and then you're going to tell us we only have 84,000 to play? Well, it's your 638 contract. Are you going to tell us and keep that amount? Because we're going to go to the bottom.
Is that what you've got, 84,000?
That's going to be for you to tell me Wednesday. Councilwoman Boone, finish this up.
Thank you. I just wanted to look at the time frame, so I'm glad you're going to have us a report. But, you know, action speaks louder than words. If you've red tagged other tanks, then you need to do some follow-up, because what you're telling me is not what's happening. If you're interested in the head right owner's income, then take that red tag off of that freaking tank and get us some money. You should have already done that. We shouldn't have to tell you to do that. Thank
time
you.
Time and time again.
Thank you.
I used to put the red tags on.
Did you ever take them off?
Every single one. I had no unsatisfied clients.
My understanding, and Joe and our councilman Chishawala and Chairman Waller, can probably, that you've had experience in the field, my understanding is that when we red tag those tanks, that they call in, we give them permission to remove the red tag, and then they put that back on. They pick it up so that they can pay for the Osage, let's do the Osage shareholders. That's my understanding. But I will go in and I will verify that that's happening on the ones that we have red sealed, especially David. This one with Steve Cornelius.
You might call Coffeyville Resources while you're at it to find out how they feel about the rule. What their interpretation of it is. And there's a communication breakdown somewhere. I could talk to them myself. Whoever puts it on has to take it off.
Thank you, ma'am. We're going to move on.
Thank you.
Is that all right with the council?
Sorry about that.
No. It was going to come up Wednesday. I love living this life. The next effort is that we put in your books on the Orion. They will be here Wednesday. Possibility on the termination of the two leases, and then we will do a resolution waiving 30-day and the termination letter that the government gives, and then we will apply for the two leases that Orion will need in.
I have one comment on that. I'm assuming you're going to check to see if by Wednesday whether they have been terminated so we can go forward.
We've already looked. We have a process in place that before we cancel any lease or terminate a lease, there's an inspection day.
That's correct.
Cammy has, my realty specialist, believes that she's had or received 3 of the inspection reports back. So we're hoping to get, I believe there's 4,
that's
Chairman
correct.
Waller. So she's going to check today about the 4th one. So yes.
Good.
We'll see you Wednesday on it. Council, next, we put in your book under the Federal Register. We have a nomination for the Realty Policy Committee. I'd like for one of us to establish ourselves and representing our Osage head right owners and our shareholders to these positions nationally. Yes. Councilman Redcorn and Councilwoman Irwin.
Does this committee have any impact on the Osage, or is it a different areas?
On the fossil fuel trials, there's only going to be 4 of us allowed in. Right now, it looks like if we have the nomination, we could possibly be one. It's going to be 3 affiliated. Southern Utes and the California Tribe. And I met with also with the First Nations out of Canada, and then I had a conference call with them in February. But it hadn't come out in the register, so it wasn't official.
Ms. Phillips, if I can, in your experience, do we have like the three affiliated on royalty for CFR or whatever? Is it similar to the Osage, or is it different?
I don't have a copy of what you're looking at.
Oh, okay.
So, sorry, I don't know if I can really respond.
They want something like ours, but they don't want the troubles that you and I have to take care of in multiple council seats.
And then I know that the individual Indian royalties are set per CFR. Individual Indian royalties, not tribal, right?
You're talking about?
Nationwide, I guess.
211 and 212 with all the other tribes?
Yeah.
211 and 212, basically, they do have, I think it's a one-fifth.
It's straight royalty, so the committee might, I guess, consider moving that, or?
I really wish I knew what you were looking at.
Edgar, the United States sends out a federal register.
It's helpful.
I don't have, sorry. I basically just try to focus on Osage, so I don't have that.
And so do we.
Yeah.
Is that it, bro?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
This federal register, it was put out notice to actually, Zinke wants to put in a royalty policy committee, and this is to establish requests for nominations. There'll be six members representing the governors of the states that receive more than $10 million annually, four members representing the Indian tribe, six members representing various mineral and/or energy stakeholders in federal and Indian royalty policy, four members representing academic and public interest groups. There will be no more than 28 members in this. Actually, we set our own royalty. But what I found what was interesting in this, it's also for collection. And, you know, that could be of help to us. But the nominations have to be sent in by May the 3rd. And it will be a brand new committee put together by Zinke. Supposedly they'll meet once a year, maybe more often than that, and then they will have subcommittees. And it's real fresh, new, and they really don't have much more detail about it than that.
Thank you, dear. That was perfect. Yes.
The agency involved in that is the Office of Natural Resource Revenue.
That's a call. Okay. I just feel like it has to be one of us representing the owners of a mineral estate, because we've already had some other people want to be nominated, and I disagree with that. It's going to have to be one of us.
So, do you want to wait and do the nominations today or on Wednesday?
I was thinking we can do it today if we want to waive the rules. And second is that once we do have the resolution, then we can prepare the note to put in the nomination and send it in.
I think we'll do it on Wednesday. Give us time to review this thing.
I agree.
Yeah.
Wednesday?
Yeah, there's no hurry. I'd say we follow the general rule of it's a Wednesday.
That'd be fine. That'd be perfect. And with that, we can move on down to executive session. Under the BGI permitting, I've entertained the superintendent to talk to us about that. And then Councilwoman Irwin has a breach effort, and then we'll go right back into old business, RFPs from the nation, Candy Thomas, your review of minute meetings, and then any committee reports.
Move to go to executive.
I have a motion on the floor.
Second.
I have a second. Motion on the floor by Councilman Chishawala, second by Councilman Crum. No discussion, call for question, please.
Councilwoman Good?
Yes.
Councilman Chishawala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Gates?
Yes.
We'll take a short break, and then we'll come back for executive session with the superintendent.